Let's have Brianna join us for a minute to check in with viewers in the chat and any questions around the continuum of arousal.
Yes, we do have some people checking in. We have, let's see here. Tajwani from St. Louis, she says hello. And then Emily, she comments that my kiddo resists structure and routines. So I definitely have been there before. I understand that. Okay, so we were talking about this continuum of arousal with a homeschool mom recently. And she said that it seems like her son is at both ends of the continuum at one time. He needs to be more present and focused, yet he seems like he's in high alert. And then when she tries to find out what he needs, he doesn't know or doesn't know how to express it. So do you have any suggestions?
You know, that awareness is the first step in making any change. And we can kind of help guide our kids in developing that. At the Learning Center, we teach students some different types of activities that they can use for brain breaks, like doing cross crawls or getting a drink or deep breathing. When we notice that they need a brain break, we can show them a picture or a list of two or three options and let them choose which one they want to do. Even if they're not yet fully aware of why, they will usually choose the one that they need. After the brain break, then, we can do a quick dialogue with them to help build their awareness of their level of arousal or what they need to get in the zone. So we might ask, how did you know to choose that activity? Or say something like, did you notice that you were starting to move around in your chair like you were trying to keep yourself awake? That showed that you needed to get energized. So choosing a movement break was a good choice.
Yeah, I love that. We utilize movement breaks, brain breaks quite often in the center. So it really works. She asks, how does this planning work for a teenager with a language impairment? Good question.
You probably have, I don't know if your child has difficulty with language or is nonverbal, but you probably have developed ways to communicate with your child. And so you need to use whatever is your best practice for communicating with your child, but you can still use the, use this problem-solving strategy. And you may have to do more observation, just really noticing if there's a particular behavior or a challenge going on, noticing when it happens, kind of what triggers it. Is it at a certain time of day? Is it after your child has eaten a certain thing? Is it something you say? Just kind of really do more noticing and then, validate with your child. I'm noticing this. Is that right? And then in terms of the part where you're thinking about solutions, use whatever tools your child can best communicate, drawing or, a few words and then you kind of validating, is this what you meant? But the strategy will still work, I think.
Awesome. Okay, so Tajwani has another question. She asks, my daughter has a planner to write down assignments, but she doesn't use it. How can I encourage her to use this tool?
That's a really great question, because there are a lot of students out there that have planners and they carry them around in their backpack, but they don't use them. And one of the things that we tend to assume as adults is that they know how to use a planner. And so we want to make sure they really understand how to use it. There are a lot of things that could be getting in the way. It depends on how much time the teacher gives for them to write things down, or are they copying from the board or a slide, and it's hard for them to copy. So again, you really want to explore for, you take one class at a time. And so for that class, where, or that subject, when do they write the homework down? Where is it? Are they copying it from somewhere? Is the teacher just saying it? So find out how that works, and then dialogue how she needs to do it. Role play it. Role playing is really effective in because you can't be in class with her, but you can role play with her how that will be. In that particular class, the teacher has it written on the left side of the board. So she's going to look up there. She's going to, you know, say it to herself, look down, find it on her planner, write it. Just practice it, dialogue it. And then I like for students to then visualize it and dialogue it just before they go to bed and before they go to school, because it's kind of, when they go to bed, their mind will mentally rehearse that at night. And then it's a reminder before they go to school, and just try it out with one class. But you have to figure out what's getting in her way first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Being a good investigator. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then real quick, Jane asked if there's going to be a replay. Yes, absolutely. There will be a replay available on our Facebook and YouTube.
Yes.
All right. There is, oh my gosh, lots of EF helpful info chalked it up in this episode. So awesome. Oh, Jane has something coming in here. She says, my daughter is a senior with learning challenges. She shuts down when I ask questions like that. We see that. Yes. Do you have any suggestions for her, Jill?
Well, I would start with something like, I notice when I ask you questions, you know, you get pretty quiet. Tell me about that. And then just be quiet. Maybe do it while you're taking a walk or just hanging out, kind of. And just listen and see what that's all about. A lot of teenagers feel like their parents are interrogating them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, then you can, using that problem solving strategy, you can then share your need, which is you want to be able to support her or whatever it is. And then you can dialogue. How can you guys best do that?
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to note too, that all of those steps for problem solving don't necessarily have to happen in the same day or same hour. It's a process, especially for these teens sometimes who do shut down. So don't be so hard on yourself if you're not getting it right away. Yeah. Okay. We have another question coming in from Anissa. She says, hi, how do I find out what executive functions myself or my daughter may have difficulty with? So it sounds like, where can she get assessed or maybe looking for some answers?
If you're just trying to learn more about executive function, join us next week, because we are talking about executive function and we have a number of LD Expert Live episodes about it. In terms of getting evaluated, if that's the question, I'm not sure where you're located. We certainly do that at Stowell Learning Centers, both remotely and on site. But that would be something that you could ask of a psychologist or a learning specialist. If you traditionally have difficulty with planning, organizing, kind of visualizing into the future, that forethought, those may be executive function challenges. But you can try to consciously use some of these tools that we talked about today to improve that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fantastic. If you want to keep the conversation going, join our Mom Squad. It's our private Facebook group.